This is episode 1833. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being here as you get ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. In today's episode, we continue midweek through our series, To Trust Yourself. And in this week's series, you are discovering a different meditation technique and insight to create more simplicity in your life so that you're not so distracted. And this will allow you the space to trust yourself. Many times, it's the distractions or living your life on someone else's agenda that can make you lose confidence or trust in yourself. And one of the most powerful ways to trust yourself is to honor yourself. And you are doing that right now here as you listen to this episode, because when you get ready to meditate, this inner reflection that you do consistently allows you to center yourself so that you can tap into your core values on a regular basis. And when you do this, you can't help but create boundaries around the thoughts you think, the people you interact with, the things you do that influence your core values, your true inner nature. Because when you're regularly tapping into it and cultivating this beautiful sensation of peace and stillness within you, you begin to draw more from your prefrontal lobes. This is the part of your brain that is strengthened when you meditate. And so as you do this, you begin to create continuity with your true inner nature throughout the rest of your life. In other words, you put first things first. You show up for yourself and do what is important first. And this inner connection is the most important thing you could do every single day. Here you are getting ready to do it as you discover a technique that you can do to help you focus on a particular theme in your life to enhance all different aspects of your life. We discover different techniques in each episode, and each week we focus on a different theme. So you're constantly enhancing your whole life, all the different aspects of yourself. So how do you keep putting first things first? And what are some of the hindrances that can set you back? It's important to know this so that you can create boundaries to protect this sacred ritual of meditation. For you, it may also be a type of prayer or spirituality. It may simply be a form of relaxation for you as well. One of the ways to honor and protect your sacred ritual of meditation is to be obedient. And in yesterday's episode, I shared with you how important it is to be obedient, and that obedience isn't a restriction. It's actually a freedom, an immense freedom. So when you're able to have the obedience to make sure you show up for yourself, to meditate day after day, you will realize that you become stronger and stronger in confidence and in trusting yourself. There are some pitfalls. One of the biggest pitfalls to meditating and showing up for yourself regularly is when you feel as though you are controlled by distractions. Now, I'll give you fair warning. You won't be able to prevent distractions from showing up. They will rear their heads. But what you can do is prevent yourself from nurturing these distractions, from falling in line with them. And that is where the obedience to creating boundaries becomes essential. Some distractions that you likely have noticed if you are a meditator already is that your mind wanders, or negative thoughts invade your mind, or your devices, such as your television or your computer, and especially your smartphone, can prevent you from doing what you need to do. Also, news is a huge distraction, and entertainment in general, as well as having cluttered surroundings. This can become a huge distraction. Another distraction is when you feel as though you need to have constant activity going on in your life. You need to be constantly doing something. So these are some pitfalls to obedience and creating boundaries around your sacred space. So take care to identify and become aware of these pitfalls, and allow yourself to realize, this is what's happening. What can I do to guard myself from this? What can I do to create a barrier between myself and these pitfalls? Awareness is the first step. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate today, know that you can go deeper into this series with full half-hour guided meditations. I know many of you request those, and I offer them every day on the Sipinom meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks, free access to over 1,800 guided meditations on the app. You also receive a journal and a weekly slowdown guide customized for the week's theme. So you would receive a trust yourself journal this week, as well as a slowdown guide all about trusting yourself. So the Sipinom meditation app, try it for 2 weeks free. As you settle yourself down now and get ready to meditate, I want to share with you a way that you can position your hands into a mudra. Mudras are referred to often as yoga in your hands. And we have a lot of nerve endings on our fingertips and hands. And when you position your hands and fingers in a particular way, it activates a corresponding region of your brain. So this can help you to focus. And the mudra that I'll share with you for this week's series to trust yourself, and I encourage you to do this mudra, each time you meditate today and throughout the week. And also, remember you can do this mudra when you're not meditating. Mudras can be done inconspicuously, so I encourage you to do them as you go through some of the most stressful times of your day. So the mudra is the powerful Kundalini mudra. This is a mudra that helps to connect you to the universe, or that part of you that is your true inner nature. For you, that might even be a spiritual or divine nature. To do the mudra, position your hands at your chest or at your navel in front of your abdomen, and take your left hand and make a fist. And then extend your left index finger upward as if you're making the number one sign with your left hand. And then take your right hand and encircle your right fingers around your left index finger. Now your right thumb will kind of be waving up in the air, and so bend it down and touch it to the tip of your left index finger. That is the Kundalini Mudra. It's on the weekly slowdown guide on the app, or it is on the Sip and Om Facebook page. So you can look at either place. So as you get ready to meditate, connect to those values that mean the most to you. Hold the mudra for however long you feel comfortable doing so, knowing that you are so worth slowing down for.